I'm Kath Cole and I'm a volunteer for Rhythms of the World and head up their communications team. It's a world music festival that we hold in Hitchin every year. It's been going for 20 odd years, so it's pretty well established. And what we like to do is bring international talent from around the world to perform side by side on stage with local talent. So you can have one of your local bands from down the road performing straight after some international Bangra player, for example. So it's a really great mix. We've got seven stages across 2 days, 140 acts, so there is something for absolutely every musical taste. We've got food stalls, we've got craft stalls, we've got a family area, and we've got a DJ stage. So it's a really great opportunity to come to Hitchin Priory and just sample a whole load of music. If you don't like something, you can walk away and go into another stage. It's a really, really great opportunity to sample stuff that you might not normally sample. Our performance director goes out to an awful lot of gigs every year to, you know, suss out new talent and see what's out there. And we also get approached by a tremendous number of acts who are obviously keen to perform in front of 31,000 people, as anybody would be. So we have a really good mixture of people coming to us and then us going out and seeking talent as well. And we're always trying to find something a bit different, something that people might think, oh, I've not heard that before, but I'll go and sample it. So, and with 140 acts, there's quite a few opportunities for people to perform. Jog Tambora, amazing Brazilian carnival drumming group. They're a festival favourite, and unfortunately they couldn't perform last year due to a few restrictions and things we had with noise levels and whatever. We've sorted those all out, and we're delighted to say that they're back. They are an absolute sight and a sound to behold. And they really just bring a carnival spirit to Rhythms of the World. So, they are certainly an act not to be missed. So check out the website, see when they're performing, and come along and see them for sure.
Of course, this was one of the issues last year, ongoing issues about noise levels. You say that's now been sorted.
Absolutely, yes. We've liaised with the council long and hard, and we've come to a really good arrangement now, and we've got a 3-year licence in place. And obviously we've got restrictions. We want to look after the local neighbours of Hitchin and make sure we don't disturb them too much. But I think we found a really good compromise, which means we can put on a really great festival.
Now, we've seen a lot of festivals this year hit by the bad weather and really terrible conditions. Isle of Wight was one of them, but I mean, that was possibly the worst one out of the lot of them.
Absolutely.
But how are things looking over at the Priory at the moment?
I've been touching wood a lot, but touch wood, it's really, really good. The ground's draining really well. So we're ahead of build schedule, so that's really, you know, the stages are up and they're stable and secure, which is obviously what we need. There is a bit of mud, but we got the trackway down really, really early, which is fantastic. And you know, it is looking really good. I'm not just saying it, it's going to plan. And we're very, very confident that the festival will go ahead as normal, no problems whatsoever.
How do you cope in those sorts of wet conditions? Do people just stick on the raincoats and persevere with it?
What's a festival without a bit of rain, I say? And the sun always shines on Hitchin, so we tell people to, you know, bring their wellies, bring their waterproofs and bring their sunglasses. And they'll be absolutely sorted. It'll be fine. And people, we had a bit of rain on, I think it was a Sunday last year, and it was amazing, the atmosphere. People were huddling under trees and having a right giggle. So that's what the festival spirit's all about.